SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's military says it plans to target underground Hamas hideouts around Gaza. The BBC's Tom Bateman has more.
Their plans encompass a synchronized, multifaceted offensive involving air, sea, and land assets. Now, they then go on to talk about how there is a big logistics operation to potentially expand the area of combat and quite a lot of work being done to basically get kit and ammunition to the front line. But I think what this says is they feel they're almost in a point where they are ready, and I think that matches what we saw from Benjamin Netanyahu wearing a flak jacket, visiting soldiers on the at the perimeter.
Israel's telling everybody to get out of Gaza, head south. Meanwhile, European Council President Charles Michel says any immigration from the region could risk bringing the conflict to European society.
And it's very important not to import within the EU the tragic conflicts at the external level. We have our challenges. We have our domestic difficulties. I think this is not the time to have more difficulties because we will import within the EU conflicts that would create some dangers for the EU.
Also at SRNnews.com, Attorney General Jeff Landry wins Louisiana's governor's seat, fending off a crowded field of candidates. Landry will replace current Governor John Bel Edwards, who was unable to seek re-election due to consecutive term limits. Edwards is the only Democrat governor in the Deep South. Police in Dallas say three people were injured in a shooting that resulted in the evacuation of the State Fair of Texas Saturday night. A suspect, who was not immediately identified, fled the scene but was quickly located and arrested, and a gun believed to have been used in the shooting was also found. This is SRN News. Two Oklahoma Methodist churches get some bad news.
The state Supreme Court has decided that the two congregations cannot leave the United Methodist Church without the denomination's formal approval. The justices ruled that civil courts shouldn't have any say in such religious disputes. Officials with First United Methodist Church and Church of the Servant, both in Oklahoma City, say they will explore other options. Thousands of congregations are quitting the UMC over issues of homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in Afghanistan are fleeing to neighboring Pakistan, where they're being housed, along with many other exiles, in a refugee camp in the northwest. The Christians are trying to escape the Taliban, which has been hunting them. However, it's debatable just how safe any Christ follower will be in Pakistan, where persecution is a daily feature of life. Afghan Christians are hoping to eventually flee the region entirely, perhaps winding up in the U.S. at some point. SRN News. A cop is being accused of being a serial burglar.
Authorities in New England say a former Connecticut police officer is suspected of committing 30 or more thefts in three states. An unsealed warrant says former Glastonbury officer Patrick Hemingway, believed to have targeted safes and cash registers in restaurants and a number of businesses in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. Hemingway being held on a $1 million bond. Jason Walker reporting.
California Governor Newsom signed a law to raise the minimum wage for health care workers to $25 an hour over the next decade. This is the second minimum wage increase the Democrats signed this year. Last month, he okayed the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour. The health care increase is a carefully crafted compromise between the health care industry and labor unions. More at SRNnews.com.